What was your first experience, Victor, of the world of work?
Going to work. Well, my grandfather got me this job, and I was working in an engineering place. I can remember Durance, I think the name was, and it was down in South London. I had to catch two buses. I caught a number 8 from Bethnal Green to Liverpool Street, which cost a penny. And then from Liverpool Street, I caught a 47 over London Bridge to a place called, there was a tube station there called the Borough. And you could look, I think it's Great Dover Street, I'm going back a few years, but and you could see the factory down there. And I got a job there working, well, I don't know, it's a tea boy. That's what we used to do. We used to get the teas and that. And I saw these other boys there, and they used to take little sort of pots of steak and kidney and stuff, and put a little bottle of gravy and pour it over it, and then put it next to the foundry to warm up for lunch. So I thought, I'll do this. And I got my mother, she made me one, and I bought a case from Woolworths, sixpence, a cardboard case, and I had this pie dish in there with the little whiskey bottle full of cold gravy, which I did on then and enjoyed it at lunchtime. And I was travelling back one day, walking past the Borough tube station, when a man came up to me, put his hand round my shoulder, and he said something about the police. And I looked at him and I thought, because he wasn't dressed in civis, and I thought, you know, what does this man want? So I took off and ran, and he ran after me. And I thought, what the, you know, and I was running in and out. They had all the trams all rushing about, and I was in and out amongst them on this crossroads. And I kept avoiding them. I was quite a quick runner. But eventually there were so many people there staying there watching what was going on. Leave him alone, they were calling out. So I stopped, and he came up, and he pulled out his wallet. And it's got on there, Metropolitan Police. He said, I want to look inside your case. And so he thought I was an IRA bomber. That's what he did. I was 14, a little boy, and he thought, and he saw this little case, and that's what they were doing. At the end of 39 and beginning of 40, the IRA were putting small bombs to the entrances of the underground stations, you know, trying to blow someone's leg off, not demolishing too much, but causing some trouble. Right. And they thought I was a bomber.
That must have been quite an experience. And, you know, again, sort of going backwards and forwards from, you know, the East End and then here towards North Essex again. Mm. So did you ever think then, you know, that you would somehow find your way back towards Fingringhoe, Wivenhoe at all?
No.
So is it? Can we maybe talk about that? And so how did your return then back to North Essex come about? So you must have had a fair few years working, growing up back in London. And then how did the decision come to move back towards Wivenhoe?
Well, I worked for an insurance company in the city, in the Royal Exchange, opposite the Bank of England. And we merged. The company I was with was called The Guardian, the head office looking down London Bridge. And the other company was called the Royal Exchange, and it became The Guardian Royal Exchange. And in those days, they used to have out-of-town offices, and the Royal Exchange out-of-town office was in Ipswich. And the other one, the Guardian one, was up at Lytham St. Anne's. And they sent me and my wife, Marcel, to go up there to have a look whether we'd like to live up there. But we had just moved into Wivenhoe because the company was issuing out mortgages. And a friend of mine, unfortunately, he's died, poor old Jackson, and he told me about the cheap houses going in Middlemarch, and so we came and had a look.
And was that always in the back of your mind? Did you remember as a 14-year-old thinking, oh, I remember that place?
Well, I did remember it. And what the main thing I remembered was walking along the front was the Nottage Institute. I remembered that was there, and because I had a friend called George Nottage, and that struck me, and I remember that's been there sometime.
So when was this, when you had your second return? What year was it when you came back towards this area?
1964.
And had the town changed much from when you were evacuated?
Well, I can't say that I saw very much. I know that the library was there, where the school had gone, because you could walk across the road. But it's, I mean, it's changed a lot now since I've been here, you know.
Mm.
But I can't say that I can remember much of it. All the top up there where the traffic lights and things, the road. You just sort of came along there. If you went straight on for Clacton or whatever, or turn right for Wivenhoe. No traffic lights, nothing.
And was it a very welcoming place? So this is a bit like my own story. I'm fairly new here, come from London.
Mm-hmm.
I found it very, very welcoming. But in the 60s, sort of mid-60s, so you're doing pretty much the same that I've had to do. You've probably come in, set up a new life, meet new people, new friends. Mm. Was that something which was quite easy to fit into?
Well, it was all right, because we moved on to this new estate. I moved into Broomfield Crescent, and that's where it stopped. There was nothing beyond there, no school, nothing. That was all broom, and no university. They'd just started thinking about building the university. Some of the people who lived near me was working as builders and contractors on that university. But as we were like immigrants, new immigrants to the area, so we sort of stayed friendly with the existing people. That moved in like I did. And most of the people had come in from various parts of the country to live in Wimbledon, work in Wimbledon. Well, whereas I already had a job, I used to travel up on the steam trains up to Liverpool Street.
Mm. And what kind of things were going off there socially? So, sort of mid-60s or late-60s, was it mainly sort of drinking, going to pubs, or was there any other activities that were taking place?
So that was it. I mean, they built a school there, and then they had an idea of building a swimming pool there, and everybody had to contribute to it. And my children by then were past that age. It was like an infant school. They went down to Phillips Road School, didn't you? And I don't know. As far as drinking, after they built up somebody, I can't remember who it was, but they formed what they called a sports club. I think it was a sports club, was it?
Art club.
Okay.
Art club. And we used to go up there. It was the drinking session. We used to drink in the pub on the front. What was that? The Rose and Crown. And when that closed on a Sunday afternoon, everybody went up to the arts club and to when they were about 12 o'clock at night.
So was the arts club maybe had artistic ambitions?
Did.
But it was more of a social place.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it was social. But there was some artists there.